To connect with the program, call 800-387-8025 or visit the show online at rmworldtravel.com. Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back to the show. This portion of the program is sponsored by ButcherBox.com/carry. Whether you have made a resolution this year to clean up your diet or get fit, or if your goal is to be better at time management, well, ButcherBox.com/carry is a great way to make it happen. ButcherBox ships high-quality meat conveniently right to your door. The company partners with folks who believe in going above and beyond when it comes to caring for animals, the environment, and sustainability. From free-range organic chicken to heritage breed pork, 100% grass-fed with grass-finished beef, to fresh-caught seafood like salmon and scallops, ButcherBox has over 20 different cuts of meat to choose from, and their boxes ship fresh right to your door. Plus, their website is loaded with so many delicious recipes, the whole family will love it. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/carry, C-A-R-E-Y, and when you use that code, you'll get a free pulled pork, a slab of St. Louis ribs, and a pack of their delicious uncured bacon, all for free. Makes a great game day feast. And as always, there are no antibiotics or hormones in their products ever. ButcherBox.com/carry for free pulled pork, St. Louis ribs, and uncured bacon in your first box. You can find the link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors as well. You know, if you are not black, chances are good you've never given or much thought to traveling in the United States as a black person. Oh, you may have seen some old photos of separate water fountains labeled blacks and whites at bus or train stations, generally in southern states. You may have heard of black musicians who, while touring, were turned away at hotels and only welcomed white guests as recently as the 50s and 60s, by the way. That's only a small part of the story, a very small part, which my next guest will tell us about. She is Candace Taylor, and she has written a guidebook to Route 66. She studied women bullfighters. But today I want to focus on her book, a notable book whose basis is a publication called The Green Book, that between 1936 and 1967 was a guidebook written for black travelers. The Green Book listed places blacks could obtain gas, lodging, or dining, or even tailoring without fear of discrimination. Her book is called Overground Railroad, The Green Book and the Roots of Black Travel in America. Candace, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you. Wonderful to be here.
Now, I don't want this to sound like, I don't want your book to sound like some kind, or the Green Book for that matter, that you have as a foundation of your book. I don't want that to sound like some kind of Michelin or triple A guide that reviews, food or room service in hotels. In some cases, that green guide that you write about could save black travelers from not just harassment, but also harm. Explain to me or explain to us a phrase with which I was not familiar, which is a sundown town.
Yes. Sundown towns were all white towns, and they were all white on purpose. And they were pervasive through the northern, western parts of the country, in the Midwest. They were prevalent. And a sundown town could have a sign at the county line saying, N-word, don't let the sun set on you here. Some sundown towns would ring a bell at 6 p.m., alerting the local domestics and people who were laborers who were black. That was their cue that it was time to leave. So, as you can imagine, it made it very difficult for black travelers because there was no list of sundown towns. There was no black Twitter. There was no way for you to know where these towns were. And, for instance, you know, Route 66, half the counties along Route 66 from Chicago to Los Angeles were sundown towns. So they were pervasive and they were dangerous.
And you could be hassled by the police, worse things can happen. Mm-hmm. You write that by 1938, there were nearly 30,000 retail stores in America owned by blacks, 300 hotels, 3,000 black funeral directors, 34,000 hairdressers, 15,000 black tailors, interesting. You spent, researching this book, 3 years. You visited nearly 5,000 Green Book sites, but you say only 5% are still in operation. Now, was that because things have gotten better?
It's because literally there were government policies that started to shape these communities, like urban renewal came and just wiped out a large percentage of Green Book sites or freeways that now replace where you might find 20 or 30 black-owned businesses. Mm-hmm. There were also the issue of integration was complicated because black people, for instance, weren't allowed to go to the French Quarter. So they went to the Dewdrop, which is one of the most fabulous nightclubs in the South. But once integration became legal, they left the Dewdrop and went to the French Quarter, and then places like the Dewdrop perished because they weren't getting the same support.
Right.
So it was a double-edged sword.
And in case you as a listener think this is all ancient history, Keep in mind, in 1994, Denny's restaurant chain paid $54 million following a lawsuit that brought to light the fact that black customers had to wait longer to be seated but paid higher prices than whites. That's in 1994, and that's not a one-off occurrence, is it, Ken Dacey?
No. It's still happening. It's still with us in different forms. I mean, we can still be harassed at Starbucks. I mean, now there's barbecuing while black. There's everything. It's just a part of our culture. It's never left us. It just shows up in different formats, and we still have a lot of work to do.
The Green Book was published from 1936 to 1967, but you can read all about it and a whole lot more. This is much more than just a look back by Candace Taylor. It's a fabulous book. You can find more information at tailormadeculture.com. It's a fascinating account of how the Green Book saved lives and often the dignity of blacks on the road. It's called Overground Railway, and we have only scratched the surfaces in this interview. You'll be fascinated to learn that Exxon, this gas station chain we now know as Esso, was very important to blacks being accepted on the road beginning in the 1940s. Ken Dacey, I am sorry we have so little time, but no. I do want to call the world's attention to this book.
Well, thank you so much. And I want to say very quickly that ExxonMobil is actually sponsoring an exhibition I've curated with the Smithsonian that's touring the United States through 2024. So
excellent.
We brought that back to the present, and I hope people enjoy the book. I'm so honored to have this time with you.
Thank you very much. We'll be right back.
RM World Travel phone lines are open 24/7 at 800-387-8025. And so is the website at rmworldtravel.com. Stay tuned. We're back after these messages.